would like to welcome councillors and all our guests, families, friends, to tonight's annual council meeting. Please could everyone switch their phones to silent and remember to turn your microphones on when speaking for recording purposes. Thank you. Item 1, election of the mayor.
Good evening, everyone. To receive nominations for the election of a mayor to the 2019-20 municipal year. May I remind councillors that in the event of there being more than one nomination for the election of mayor, the election will be conducted by a show of hands in the first instance. May I have formal nominations for the office of the mayor for the 2019-20 municipal year?
I propose that Councillor Darrell Brown be elected Mayor of the London Borough of Hammersmith Fulham for the 2019-20 municipal year.
Second is.
Are there any other nominations?
As Councillor Darrell Brown is unopposed, it is agreed that she be duly elected Mayor for this borough for the new municipal year. Is it agreed that she be duly elected Mayor for this municipal year? Councillor Darrell Brown, it is with great pleasure that I formally announce that you have been elected Mayor for the 2019-20 municipal year, and I offer you the congratulations both of the Council and of the citizens of the borough.
Thank you.
I invite you to come forward to make the statutory declaration of acceptance of office. Will you make the statutory declaration of acceptance of office as required by the local elections Declaration of Acceptance of Office Order 2001?
I will.
Please repeat after me. I, Councillor Darrell Brown, having been elected to the office of Mayor, of the London Borough of Hammersmith and Fulham, declare that I take that office upon myself.
Declare that I take that office upon myself.
And will duly and faithfully, fulfil the duties of it.
Fulfil the duties of it.
According to the best of my judgment and ability.
According to the best of my judgment and abilities.
I undertake to observe the code. As to the conduct, which is expected of members, of the London Borough of Hammersmith and Fulham.
The London Borough of Hammersmith and Fulham.
First of all, I would like to thank Mercy and Max for being my deputy mayor and for coming out and visits and our events. So, as usual, you're brilliant. A very special thank you to my husband, Consort Benito, who I wouldn't have got through the year without, because he has been absolutely brilliant. Came out to all the events, and he's done so much fundraising and give me lots of advice. So thank you very much, Benito. I would like to thank all of my mayoresses. I would like to thank Diana and Sally and Christina and Karen for all the work you've done, for helping and supporting me and attending events and always looking on point. So thank you very much. I just wanted to add a little bit. Christina, I have to say thank you so much because you have done a lot of fundraising for me and got me lots of wonderful goodies for the raffle, especially as she works in Wembley Stadium. It's been very good. So we earn lots of money that way. So thank you so much and all of the advice. A very big thank you goes to my chaplain, Reverend Belinda. Thank you so much, and I'm very honoured that you've accepted to be my chaplain for next year. Deputy Lieutenant Kevin McGraw, all I can say is thank you for always supporting me and your very kind words. Thank you. A very huge thank you to the Mayor's team. Without this wonderful team, I wouldn't have got through the year because they are so supportive. Sonny, Owen,
yes,
one of our drivers.
Oh, no.
Thank you. As always, there you are. And of course, Keith, wherever Keith is.
Yes.
Keith, hi. And of course, Layla. Layla, I have to just mention Layla. Layla, you're all over the place. Layla is a wonderful attribute. She has come with glamour and brains to the Mayor's department, and she is an excellent asset to the council. So Kim, you did choose Layla, and thank you so much. You're brilliant, as you all are. Just before I have to, I do have to add some of my highlights of the year. In my life, I never thought I'd be proud to be the member of a gang. But I am the member of the chain gang. And I've had a wonderful year. Yeah, I know. I never thought I'd ever hear that. But I've had a wonderful year, and I've met the most amazing mayors. And I think some of us will be friends for life. So that's one of the highlights. Another highlight was fundraising. I've never done it before, and boy, was it a challenge, and I actually enjoyed it. So fundraising for the food bank and for Michael at the Baron's Court Project Centre was incredible. And I had two amazing events here recently in the town hall. One was the Irish-themed event, and another, the Spring Ball, which was very well attended. I had 12 dignitaries at the Irish event. So I had 11 London mayors, and the alderman sheriff from City of London, he attended as well. The catering was done by two local, so it was from Macbeth Centre, provided the catering for one event, and the students cooked the food, and it was spectacular. And also, a Turkish restaurant in Fulham provided the catering for the other event, and the name of that is... Oh, right. Kaya. Yes, I never get the name right, sorry. So I recommend Kaya Restaurant Fulham. They are brilliant. And they did not charge me, so on that note, they were brilliant. I cannot thank them enough. So the next Christmas dinner would be going there. Another thank you is to the councillors who supported my charities. You'll know who you are, who put money into the account. So, and for those councillors who also donated raffle items, thank you very much. You were very generous, and I appreciate it very much. I do have to read the notes. My brain dead. Thank you very much to everyone for selecting me. And finally, I'd like to thank my leader once again for nominating me, and to all of you. And I hope you all have a nice evening. And thank you. I have one more point. When I became a mayor, I was asked what change would I like in the borough. And I thought podiatry service was lacking. And so I called a meeting. And today I got a lovely email from Lisa to confirm that this service is, it looks pretty safe now. So I think that the improvements in the borough will take place pretty soon. So thank you, Lisa, for that lovely email. It was a nice way to end the year. And I think that's it. Thank you for everyone. And I'll take my seat now. For one of my charities, I've chosen the upper rooms. I may be choosing another charity, which is I still have to negotiate with somebody. But the upper rooms I've chosen because they are excellent. They still deal with people who are homeless. They feed the homeless. They provide skills for those who come, ex-convicts who come out of jail. So they teach them how to drive. And I thought this was really, really interesting. So this year I will be paying particular attention to those who come out of jail and see what we can do to reduce crime in the area. So that's one of the reasons why I chose upper rooms. Thank you. Right. I wish to inform the council that I have appointed my husband, Mr. Benito Brown, an alderman and freeman of the borough, Michael Cartwright, to act as my consorts during my mayoral year. I've also appointed Ms. Christina Brown, Ms. Karen Brown, Ms. Diane Balshaw, and Mrs. Sally Taylor as my mayoresses. I wish to inform the council I've appointed Councillor Mercy Uma to be my deputy mayor for the 2019 and 20 municipal year. And I wish to inform the council that I've appointed Mr. Maxwell Uma to act as my deputy mayor's consort for the 2019 and 20 municipal year. Item two, presentation by the youth mayor and youth cabinet. I would like to congratulate the youth cabinet consisting of Scarlett Knowles, youth mayor, Aino Reyes, deputy youth mayor, Ozan Erder, member of youth parliament, Jeffrey Miley, deputy mayor of youth parliament, on their election and invite them to speak. Thank you.
Hi everyone. So, I'm Scarlett.
I'm Ainoa.
And I'm Ozan.
So basically, wait, should we sit? No? Okay, we'll stand. So I'll just quickly explain our key achievements for last year. Basically, our main points were curriculum to prepare us for life, work experience and employability, mental health, and discrimination, including protecting LGBTQ plus people. So these are some of the things that we've done, which we're very proud of this year. So we have worked in collaboration with the Young Hammersmith and Fulham Foundation to facilitate the borough's first Youth Achievement Awards, celebrating the diversity of young people's achievements. So we have also facilitated an event to celebrate Coming Out Day. We have promoted the use of hate crime awareness resources and LGBTQ plus literature and shared them with our schools in the borough. We have worked in collaboration with Imperial College Health Partners to co-produce a healthy relationships project which is due to be piloted in schools. And we have carried out a large-scale consultation of mental health with over 3,000 young people and developed this into a series of recommendations to be presented to head teachers to encourage them to review their mental health policies.
So, as well as this, we have also been involved in a consultation with the Hammersmith and Fulham charity called Mind, which supports the NHS England and Department of Education for the mental health teams in schools. We've worked with the Young Hammersmith and Fulham Foundation to inform the development and delivery of the employability fair, and we've sought out over 4,000 young people's views in the borough in the Make Your Mark campaign to inform our next manifesto.
So this year we have five key commitments in our manifesto which we will be working on, and I'm going to explain two of them which were the issues that I campaigned about in my election campaign. The first of those is knife crime, which was voted the top issue by young people in Make Your Mark 2018. And what we will try to do in terms of tackling knife crime is find out the views and experiences of young people in the borough and knife crime and what they think should be done about it. Use resources provided by the UK Youth Parliament to better inform young people about knife crime and its consequences, and increase their awareness of the issue. And we also use our findings to feed into the One Life No Knife conference being planned, and work with the Council Serious Crime Commission to help inform their response when dealing with knife crime and young people. And the second area of the manifesto is recycling and waste reduction. So the Youth Council will gain a better understanding of the borough's recycling facilities and what can and cannot be recycled and how waste is handled. And we will work with the waste and recycling team to carry out an audit of the top 10 single-use items used by young people and to be able to educate young people about what the impact of that is and how they can reduce the use of these items. And also advise schools on how they can improve recycling facilities and reduce their usage of single-use items, which will contribute to improving the environment both locally and on a much wider scale.
So another aspect of our manifesto is period poverty. In PSHE lessons, if you ask anyone in school, they normally say they find PSHE lessons really boring and that they don't feel very educated. So with period poverty, something that will come into PSHE lessons, we will research and find out the views and experiences of young people and develop a greater understanding of how the menstrual cycle and period poverty impacts upon the daily lives of young women in our borough. And this will support and inform the research and delivery of projects to supporting young women to access sanitary equipment. And then that's something that was in my manifesto when I wanted to be deputy youth mayor was inclusivity and access to services. So this is in our manifesto now, which we will work in partnership with Young Hammersmith Film Foundation to plan and host the second annual Achievement Awards, which I think some of you attended, to celebrate the diversity of talents and achievements. We'll be trained as young champions to help signpost other young people to use the Young Hammersmith and Fulham Foundation of services and activities.
And then our last point is sexual health. So we will continue to work in collaboration with the Imperial College Health partners to pilot and develop our healthy relationship programme in schools, which will specifically target PSHE lessons. And we will work with the Young Hammersmith and Fulham Foundation and sexual health services, including 10 Hammersmith Broadway, to develop an understanding of young people's use of sexual health services and to inform recommendations going forward. So that's a little bit about what we plan to do this year, and we really hope that you can help us achieve our goals in our manifesto. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. Are there any speakers on this item? Councillor Cowan.
Look, thank you so much for that. I suppose it's telling of the circumstances as much as it's telling of your amazing presentation, but I continuously look at your generation and wish you were running things now when I look at the mess my generation's making of the world. But if that wish was ever just a vague thing, you've given it some solidity tonight, because these are inspirational issues that you're working on. I'm pleased that they are very similar to issues to what we are working on, so I'm absolutely happy to offer you the full resource of our officers to work with you and work with us to make sure that we stand out as the leading place on period poverty, as the best place to tackle hate crime, and to actually show what young people can do when they're given responsibility. And you have absolutely done that tonight. And I think I speak for everyone in the chamber when I say we're sitting here bursting with pride, looking at you and feeling just a little bit more hopeful for the future than we were before you spoke. So thank you very much for all the work you've done. You do it with our full support, and we will work with you to deliver the change that this borough needs. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Any other speakers? Oh, Councillor Brown.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. And firstly, can I reiterate the words of the Leader of the Council about the younger generation being much better at leading our country? I'd like to firstly pay tribute to your speeches this evening and everything that you've done and your predecessor have done and everything that you're hoping to do in your year ahead. As someone who speaks in this chamber regularly, I know how daunting it can be, so well done for speaking so eloquently tonight. I think the points that you raised and the subjects that you raised, whether it's important social issues such as period poverty, inclusivity, sexual health, and all those things that are critically important, And I was really pleased to see that you've raised the issue of recycling, as unfortunately, you know, Hammersmith and Fulham is the second worst borough in the country for recycling levels. So I think it's really great that you're going to take a look at that and perhaps suggest to the administration and the council how that can be improved. So well done.
Thank you. Any further speakers? Councillor Culhane, sorry.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Can I first start off, I'm sure on behalf of all of us, by thanking the outgoing youth mayor and youth council members, Federica, Maddie, Emma and Sousaville. I think we all agree when we say it's been an absolutely fantastic year, an absolute justification for setting up a youth council in the very first place. I know there were three particular highlights of mine this year. I know Councillor Fenimore and I attended Coming Out Day, which for those of you who weren't there, it was an event saying that we need to be bold and absolutely celebrate everything that is LGBTQ+, and that it is not something that should be swept under the carpet or hidden or pushed to the sidelines. It should not be something to be scared about. It should be something to be cherished and loved. I'm also very delighted to have heard in the last couple of weeks that the bids in to put mental health teams into schools has gone in, and that we're fingers crossed and touch wood and cross everything else. We're very hopeful that it will come off, and I absolutely commend you for your work on that, because when I go round to particularly primary schools, that is one issue that is being raised again and again. So thank you so much for your work on that. And of course, the Youth Achievement Awards. It is not an easy time to be a young person, and those Youth Achievement Awards really were a celebration of the diversity of the talents and achievements of our young people, who are of course the heart and soul of this borough, and it is your talents and achievements which make it such a great and wonderful place to live here in Hammersmith and Fulham. And it is on that note that I welcome you, Scarlett, Ainoa and Ozan, into your respective roles for this year. Like I said, it's not an easy time to be a young person, particularly this time of year, as I'm sure you've probably all got exams going on. So thank you for taking the time out to serve the young people in this borough. The manifesto is absolutely ambitious and appropriate, and we are absolutely happy to work with you and have you lead the way on so many of those things. If I can offer one piece of advice on one thing around recycling, I had a good teacher of mine, Mr. Frederick, one of the loveliest, friendliest teachers you would ever have, maths teacher, but for some reason you'll be, members of this chamber will be surprised to hear, every now and then I used to end up in detention with him. Shock horror. And his punishments were somewhat unconventional. He was the recycling... He was the recycling champion at Phoenix, and his thing was he would get us to go around and collect all of the recycling bins from all the classes, take them to the big wheelie bins out the front, and to go around and educate other kids around recycling. So whilst unconventional, it certainly got me aware of the issue, but I'm sure you will come up with much better methods than that to help young people. But thank you again for everything you're doing and for standing up and serving young people in this borough. It's very much appreciated. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further speakers? On behalf of the council, I would like to say a huge thank you for your time. Item 3, minutes of the meeting held on 27th of February 2019. Is it the wish of the council that I sign the minutes of the council meeting held on the 27th of February 2019 as an accurate record?
Mr. Mayor, no. May I draw your attention to item 6.1 of the minutes, where there was a roll call of votes, and yet there is a typo in the allocation of the votes afterwards. I've discussed this with the officers, and I think they agree that it should be amended.
Thank you. Are there any apologies for absence?
Yes, Belinda.
Yes, Councillor.
Mayor, I proffer sincere apologies from Councillor Donovan. As you know, the date of this meeting was changed. He wants to make clear that there was no slight to you or this meeting, but she had long-standing plans
that couldn't be altered. And indeed, one of our members even flew back from Azerbaijan today to make sure that they were here for your inauguration.
Thank you very much.
Madam Mayor, I have apologies for absence have been received from councillors PJ Murphy, from Guy Vincent, from Rowan Ree, from Sue McMillan and Fiona Smith. No apologies, I can clearly see Fiona Smith.
Thank you. Item 5, Mayor's announcements. I would like to thank Ms. Janice Camel OBE for her service to the council as an independent person for the past 7 years. We wish her all the very best in the future. Item 6, declarations of interest. Are there any declarations of interest by councillors? Item 7.1, party appointments for the year 2019-20. Is the report and circulated amendment on the appointments made by the party groups on the council for 2019 and 20 noted?
Noted.
Thank you. Appointment by the leader of the deputy leader and cabinet members. Is the report on the appointment of the deputy leader and cabinet members noted?
Noted.
Thank you. Item 7.3, allocation of seats and proportionality on committees. Is the report on the allocation of seats and proportionality on committees noted?
Noted.
Item 7.4, appointments of chairs and committee memberships. Please be aware that the council is only to note nominations to subcommittees. The parent of the committees will make formal appointments of subcommittee memberships, except for licensing subcommittee, which is made by the chief executive. Additions to the report have been tabled. I call upon the leader, Councillor Cowan, to move the report with the tabled amendments and recommendations.
Formally moved.
Are there any speakers on this report? No. I declare the report and recommendations carried. Oh, no? Oh, is the report agreed? Sorry. Agreed. Thank you. I declare the report and recommendations carried. Item 7.5, council appointments to local government organisations and outside bodies. I call upon the leader, Councillor Cowan, to move the report and recommendations.
Formally moved.
Are there any speakers on this report? Is the report and its recommendations agreed?
Agreed.
I declare the report and recommendations carried. Item 7.6, members' allowance scheme revisions. I call upon the leader, Councillor Cowan, to move the report and recommendations.
Formally moved.
Are there any speakers on this report? Yes, Councillor Carmel.
Mayor, in the interest of speeding things up, I will not repeat the speech I have given on numerous occasions, but the opposition will not be supporting this.
Thank you.
Go to vote with the vote?
Yeah. Right. I move to the vote. Those in favour? Those against? Those not voting? I hereby announce the outcome of voting. 4, 30, against 10. The motion is carried. The report is carried. Sorry. Thank you. Item 7.7, review of the Constitution. I call upon the leader, Councillor Cowan, to move the report and recommendations.
Formally moved.
Are there any speakers on this report? Councillor Carmel.
Thank you, Mayor. Again, in the interest of being brief, I will keep it commendably brief. We will be supporting this review of the Constitution, although we note with some dismay the changes to the role of Vice Chairman of the Committee.
Thank you. In that case, I declare the report and recommendations. Oh, no, sorry. Yes, the report and its recommendations agreed. Sorry. Thank you. I declare the report and recommendations carried. Item 7.8, appointment of independence persons. I would like to welcome Dr. Tom Babedi and Mr. Lena Osborne, two of the proposed appointees to our meeting. His Honour John Rylands is unable to attend tonight. I call upon the leader, Councillor Cowan, to move the report and recommendations.
Formally moved.
Are there any speakers on this report? No. Is the report and
Can I just thank both of you for volunteering to do this, and in the hope that there won't be too much work for you to do for obvious reasons, but it is always the case that it's very easy to take people for granted in this office, and we have never done that and never will. So the fact that you have put yourself forward and prepared to help make sure the smooth and ethical running of this public administration is something that we're all deeply grateful for. And I would like to formally thank you.
Thank you. Is the report and its recommendations agreed?
Agreed.
I declare the report and recommendations carried. Item 7.9, Leader's Annual Report, Verbal Presentation. I call on Councillor Cowan to address the Chamber. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Madam Mayor, and I'm delighted to see you there again. In fact, as I look around the council chamber and see so many people who work to make our borough stronger and better and fairer and greener, then I pay tribute to all the residents and third sector warriors who are here tonight and give us a chance to formally thank them. It is indeed 5 years since we were inaugurated, as my American friend somewhat disappointingly said, flew in to experience. And when we went through what we in Britain call the AGM, it was a very moving moment, not because Labour had won a huge election victory against the odds, but because in many ways it was not Labour's victory, but the residents' victory. It was the residents of this borough who we sought to deliver the change for at every single point. And if you don't mind, I might just list a small amount of those changes to give an idea of the energy and fervour that this administration has hit the ground and is running at pace. We have now got, because of this Labour administration, £643 million negotiated from property deals. Deals that is a record in Great Britain. More investment in crime fighting than ever before. More genuinely affordable homes being built in Hammersmith and Fulham than ever before. More measures to protect the environment, with the most electric car charging bays in the United Kingdom, the only council to ban glyphosate, the first council to introduce bionic leaves to suck out poison and reproduce oxygen, and the only council to scrap home care charges for people in need of care in their home. We say no charge, we will do it for free. We are the only council in Britain, with the aid of Lord Dubs, who's here tonight, to send our amazing social workers into Europe to rescue the most desperate people in the world. Children without hope, given hope because of our social workers. The name Hammersmith and Fulham in those camps means something because of the work of Lord Dubs, our social workers, and this council. We have the first industrial strategy in over 40 years. We mentioned industrial strategy, we set industrial strategy up when no one else talked about it. I'm pleased to see the government's talking about it, the Mayor's talking about it, but it's an industrial strategy that at its heart has making this place the best place for business, and then as we grow the wealth, making sure it's shared out fairly and gives people life chances they never had before. We are the first council to call for a people's vote. A vote that puts the people first and re-underlines our position as a proud European nation at the heart of the European Union. We have new youth clubs. new youth clubs on the way. We have new amazing youth representatives, as we've heard tonight. We have record investment in children's and adult services. We have brought change, and we have brought it in a way that puts the people of this borough first. And new innovations, as we share services with our partners in Hampshire. Gone are the havoc of the relationship with the Tri-Borough and the dreadful Tri-Borough BT services. A new relationship with Imperial College London, putting the economy at the heart of everything we do. And new relationships with the police that allows us to take the best possible way of cracking down on crime. This is an administration determined to deliver change. But for many people in this borough, our victory 5 years ago was not just a win, it was a liberation. It was a liberation for the people on the housing estates worried about their homes being sold off. We stopped that. It was a liberation for the students and teachers at Sullivan Primary School, who found their school gifted to Tory party members in a scam that still needs to be exposed. We saved Shepherd's Bush Market, fronting down the property developer and putting those marketeers first. And best of all, with the help of the amazing Save Our Hospitals campaign, over a month ago, the government capitulated, and this administration, along with our partners in the residence and these amazing people sitting on these benches, saved Charing Cross Hospital. Thank you, Save Our Hospitals. And we did it at a time when the residents of this borough faced accusations from those benches of being liars when we said the hospital was under threat. So this is a moment for change, a chance to celebrate what's going ahead. And we will do that with vigour as we move ahead in this year. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I call on Councillor Brown to speak. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. And firstly, I want to congratulate you on your re-election as Mayor. You've been an excellent Mayor for our borough, both in the Town Hall and outside it over the last year. And I wish you every success over the coming civic year for this very important role. If you hadn't have been nominated for the position, I might have cheekily nominated you myself. Moving on to the more substantive aspects of tonight's meeting, I'm very conscious of the ceremonial importance of our annual council. It is a night in the year when we welcome as many guests to our council chamber, so I think it is important that we behave in as polite a manner as possible and try to keep party politics to a minimum. However, politics continues to be a more and more turbulent in our country, and I wish the Labour Party in Hammersmith and Fulham the best of fortunes for the upcoming and unexpected European elections. I think both our parties will need all the luck they can get, the Conservatives especially. Coming closer to home, it has certainly been an interesting year in Hammersmith and Fulham. Firstly, the good news. My group and I are absolutely delighted that the uncertainty has been removed from Charing Cross Hospital. And I want to put on record my thanks to the Secretary of State for meeting with Greg Hands and me on multiple occasions and listening to our concerns about the future of the hospital. I also want to put on record in this chamber, as I have done previously,
please,
out of it, my congratulations to the Save Our Hospitals campaign for their tireless efforts in the campaign to save Charing Cross Hospital. We have spoken on numerous occasions about the hospital in this chamber, and despite calls for cross-party working, that has proved impossible. I will, however, congratulate the administration on their campaigning on the hospital. Whilst we would have done things differently, we're both pleased to see that the future of the hospital is now much more certain and the A&E and its services safe. Moving on to less positive news, this year has seen the council return to the habits of the Labour Party of old, breaking promises and putting council tax up by almost the maximum amount. The council is also trying to drive out one of our borough's much-loved football clubs, QPR, to the waiting arms of one of our neighbours. They are closing a primary school, despite everything they have said about Sullivan. Finally, and perhaps most seriously for our borough, is the complete failure of two Labour authorities to get their heads together to come up with an agreed refurbishment plan for Hammersmith Bridge. My deputy, Victoria, and I have met the chief executive and senior officers on numerous occasions over the last year about the bridge. It is clear that this administration and TfL have not been able to agree on how to repair the bridge over the last year, or who would pay for it. and now over a month since it was closed to vehicles, they have still not come to an agreement over the short or long term for the plan. All the while, our roads across the borough, but especially in Western Hammersmith and Fulham, are gridlocked. Our air pollution continues to deteriorate, and our residents are inconvenienced, some exceptionally seriously. If only there was a simple way of having a single person accountable in our borough to the electorate who could put issues like this to right. Oh, wait! There is. That is why I am supporting the campaign for a directly elected mayor of Hammersmith and Fulham. The leader of the council may not like the fact that I'm leader of the opposition. I likewise don't like the fact that he's leader of the council. I'm just doing something about it.
Thank you. Councillor Cowan.
Thank you. I think it is worth touching on just a couple of things given the serious nature of this. I think the first thing to clarify is the Leader of the Opposition is exactly right when he says they would have done things differently with Charing Cross Hospital. Okay? Because we know exactly what they were doing, because they were doing it differently. And it's all in public record. First of all, they agreed the plan with Jeremy Hunt to close Charing Cross Hospital, having left the cross-party campaign. And once they had agreed that, they thought they would hoodwink the people of this borough by telling them that they had saved the hospital, because their new plan was for a clinic 13% the size of the current hospital, which they were going to call a hospital. Now, that's well played out. What is also particularly well played out is those individuals, even as recently as the last council elections, were saying we were lying about the threat to Charing Cross Hospital and we're reproducing nonsense from the hospital authorities that said it would not close. What they took part in and got found out in was the biggest attempt to fool all of the people all of the time. And let me tell you, the people said we're not being fooled. That's what the real story is with Charing Cross. And all you were when you went to see the Secretary of State was the surrender party going to your side and explaining why the war was lost. That's your role in this campaign. That's what the public know. That's what they're telling us. And that's what the history will record. Now, in terms of Hammersmith Bridge, let me just make some very clear points about Hammersmith Bridge. We inherited no plan from that side when we won in Hammersmith Bridge. The deputy leader had vetoed a refurbishment plan in 2012 from £1 million to £250,000. But the real issue is we started weekly checks on this cast iron 1887 built bridge by the notable 19th century chartered surveyor Joseph Bazalgette. And when we did that, we found cracks in the cast iron. Cast iron, brittle cast iron, shatters under the strain. It wasn't picked up at any time by any of those lots. It's picked up by us, and I make two promises now. We will fully refurbish the bridge. We will open the bridge and restore it to its full Victorian splendour. But something else too. We will pick up and run, as we have done for the last 3 years publicly, the campaign to extend our fly-under proposals to bonds. Because we do not think, as we look to the 22nd century, that the greenest possible option is just to have to rely on an 132-year-old bridge. That's what we're going to do. And I know what the plans were when we came into office, because the only meeting we had from Boris Johnson's people when we said we're ready to work on this plan was there is no plan. There was no plan. After 6 months, they produced a two-page A4 document. So this administration has a record for delivering change. We will fix the bridge, we will get Hammersmith and Fulham moving, and we will deliver a greener, better agenda that moves us into the 21st and takes us to the cusp of the 22nd century. This is the change that we bring, rather than the carping and sniping from those benches. The same carping and sniping we had on Charing Cross, and it's just not going to work. So as we look ahead, let me make a very clear offer. Work with us with failing Grayling and ask us and back. Let's go together and get the money to build the fly under, to build the fly under and deliver the transport system we move and stop the cheap sniping. The public don't buy it. we don't buy it, and you will pay a price like you have every time with your ill-judged attacks. Thank you very much.
Okay. May I ask, is the report noted? Item 7.10, Annual Report of the Policy and Accountability Committees 2019-20. I call upon Councillor Sharon Holder to move the report.
Madam Mayor, yes. On this occasion, can I have your permission to sit
all means.
In moving this report? Thank you. Congratulations on your re-election. In moving the annual report of the Policy and Accountability Committee for 2018-19, I would firstly seek the attention of the public here today. As it is essential in moving this report, the Chamber is reminded of the role the Policy and Accountability Committees play and the duty of PAC chairs and committee members. These are to hold the Cabinet to account, to be critical friends to the Executive and challenge the assumptions behind the policies and actions of the Council and other local service providers, to amplify the voice and concerns of residents and to give them a mechanism to comment on, participate in, and determine Council policy, to improve the Council services by listening to residents and user groups, to scrutinise decisions made by partner organisations in the interests of the residents of the borough, and to be independent of party politics and ensure an informed, evidence-based approach to policy development. I read this out simply because I want everybody in this chamber to understand that this is what we, this administration, have been doing since 2018. In 2018-19, PAC chairs co-opted residents and committee members, examined and drilled down among other policy areas, funding cuts, financial planning, Section 106 contributions from developers, scrutinised local NHS services, and protecting residents against local clinical commissioning group proposed efficiency savings. We held a public meeting to consider the administration's past and present policies on knife crime, youth violence, and how, moreover, to create a safer and more inclusive community. Furthermore, we celebrated the success of Hammersmith and Fulham primary and secondary school results, using the opportunity to also thank all school staff on behalf of the administration for the hard work that went into this achievement. Furthermore, Policy and Accountability Committees examined in depth the new sovereign special educational needs and disability education services after the Council came out of the tri-borough services sharing arrangements, along with, amongst other services, service issues, looked into highway maintenance, the Mayor of London's transport strategy and community safety, as well as the Council's home energy strategy and measures to tackle fuel poverty in the borough. How Hammersmith and Fulham improve services to residents is critical to resident satisfaction. And in April 2018, the Council created a new department, Public Service Reform. Its key focus will be to scrutinise areas of corporate development and key measures such as strategic commissioning of adult and children social care, family support services, public health and third sector grants. I'm sure you would agree with me, a lot has been done by the Policy and Accountability Committees. In conclusion, I'm sure you would also agree, PAC chairs, co-opted residents, and all committee members deserve our thanks for their thoughts and robust attention during 2018-19, scrutinising the Cabinet and working alongside the administration in developing policies for Hammersmith and Fulham residents. I move.
Thank you. I call upon Councillor Rory Vaughan.
Thank you, Madam Mayor, and can I also offer my congratulations on your re-election and obviously to wish you all the best for the forthcoming municipal year. So this is an interesting time. The Council's annual meeting really gives us a chance to reflect, as we've done so far with the Leader's speech, on both the past municipal year and the one to come. But I'd like to go a bit deeper and take this opportunity tonight to reflect on the way that policy and accountability committees have worked for many years now. And in doing this, I'd like to reflect on how OnePack helped to lead a hugely significant moment in the life of the borough this year, the government finally scrapping its plans to close Charing Cross Hospital. The Health and Adult Social Care Pack, which I'll refer to as the Health Pack, played a key role in the battle to save Charing Cross from the NHS's inappropriately named Shaping a Healthier Future plans. The value of scrutiny was shown, and I think we've heard this already tonight, early on in this fight, when our Labour scrutiny team pushed NHS bosses to reveal that they planned to knock down Charing Cross and, as you all know, replace it with a clinic 13% of the size of the current building. That was part of the scrutiny that we did early on. That was the value of PACs in being able to hold public servants to account in a public setting. But the Health Pack, and this applies to others as well, went further than just having us as councillors asking questions. We've co-opted residents from local voluntary organisations onto the pack to bring their experience and expertise to bear in the numerous meetings that we had to discuss the plans for Charing Cross. But very importantly, we let residents themselves, including the many dedicated Save Our Hospitals campaigners, come along and ask the questions that they wanted health bosses to answer. And this included, on one, if not many occasions, lengthy discussions of several hours where all of the detail behind the plans was unpicked. This was extremely important, of course, because only the Health Pack has the power to effectively compel senior NHS staff to come and explain their plans in public. We're obviously, as we've shown so far, clearly delighted that the government has withdrawn its support for Shaping a Healthier Future. But it and its supporters can't claim any credit for withdrawing a policy it should never have pursued in the first place. A policy that left the sword of Damocles hanging over an enormously important and valued institution in our community. No, that credit can only go to the residents that campaigned to save Charing Cross Hospital and the Labour administration that stood with them in that effort. And I'd also like to pay tribute to the Independent Health Commission led by Michael Mansfield QC, which forensically examined the NHS's plans, and as we know, it found them wanting. But we're not complacent, of course. We're not complacent with our NHS. There are well-publicised problems with our local NHS, particularly the CCG budget. So the Health Pack, under my colleague Councillor Richardson, will, of course, be continuing to work with co-optees and residents to hold the NHS to account. But in concluding, it's satisfying tonight to celebrate and reflect on the role that the Health Pack played in the Charing Cross debate over these past 7 years. It's held the NHS to account in many, many meetings on Shaping a Healthier Future and on the state of Charing Cross's A&E, many of these meetings going on until 10:30 at night. It went right into the detail. It pushed local NHS bosses to explain exactly why they thought that these plans were the right plans for our local community, given the overwhelming local opposition to them. It co-opted local experts to ask the questions, and it gave residents their voice to reflect exactly why Charing Cross is needed now and into the future. It was, of course, just one part of a much broader campaign that was led by residents, but it demonstrated our commitment to working year in
year out with residents over an extended period to achieve this overwhelming priority for the local community. It's a clear example, as part of the PACS, of doing things with residents and not to them.
Thank you. Is the report noted?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I just want to respond to your speech, Rory, and firstly thank you for your 4 years as chair of the Health PAC. You know, I thought that you were an excellent chair who chaired the meeting fairly and allowed both me and Councillor Carlbach, the two Conservative members of the PAC, the opportunity to scrutinise the NHS bodies and other witnesses that we spoke to. I think you would agree that there's a different level of, a different style of questioning and debate in your health pack, certainly, as to full council. It's a different way of scrutinising the roles of this council, but also outside bodies. And I want to note the times that both Councillor Carlbach and I agreed with the Labour members of the PAC to vote against the STP, as well as agreeing with you about many of the issues relating to shaping a healthier future and the problems associated with that plan. I do though want to pick out a few points. You started by saying that shaping a healthier future was the government's plan. It wasn't the government's plan. It was the NHS's plan. It was the local NHS's plan that was flawed for multiple reasons that, you know, we can agree on. And I also want to, you know, make it clear that, as I said in my speech earlier, you know, the Save Our Hospitals campaign deserve a huge amount of thanks and respect for being out in literally all weathers. You know, I'm very grateful for several of their members since the decision coming up to me privately and thanking me for my role in defending our hospital. I do want to conclude by saying that the fact that the announcement was made to the Conservative member for Chelsea and Fulham asking a question to the Conservative Secretary of State for Health following numerous meetings between him and our local MP, as well as numerous meetings between the Secretary of State and myself, does highlight that we may have played a role. But I don't want to diminish what you want to think on your side of the chamber about the role that you played. But just don't necessarily be so arrogant to think this was all done by you, with no role whatsoever for the Conservative Council in the Conservative councillors in this borough, who use their influence with the government to get the best results for our residents. Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, Councillor.
Thank you, Madam Mayor, and congratulations on another wonderful year as Mayor. Very excited to be working with you. I can't help feel there's a little bit of disingenuous nonsense going on from the opposition. Because I seem to recall that the leader of the opposition actually doesn't sit on a PAC and hasn't sat on a PAC for the last year. Least of all, it would be really helpful if you would stop and prevent calling us liars, which you did absolutely consistently all the way through the last local election, about the fact that you were saying we were being economical with the actuality or the truth around Charing Cross Hospital, when we all knew absolutely what you were doing. You were trying to suppress anything that would in any way would absolutely put residents at the heart of what had been going on. These people here have given up years of their life to campaign to save Charing Cross. And the idea that you can sit there and say that maybe a few meetings you've had with your local MP made a difference is codswallop, absolute codswallop. What happened was these amazing residents have spent years fighting alongside us to save Charing Cross, and that is what they did. So it's absolutely disingenuous to you to sit there calling us liar and then also not actually being involved in the PAC process. Sorry, I just had to comment. Show some leadership.
Thank you. Noted. Thank you. Item 7.11.